Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today in Israel, the weather is mostly sunny with warm temperatures across major cities. In Tel Aviv, clear skies dominate the day. Jerusalem also enjoys sunshine with a mild breeze. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a pleasant day with temperatures in the mid-20s. Here are today's headlines. First, Lebanon divided as historic Israel talks begin under fire. This from Ynet earlier today. Also, Lebanon is under pressure in talks with Israel. Mariv reports that the negotiations aim to stop the war and prevent Lebanon's internal collapse. Also this hour, Trump says the U.S.-Iran war is very close to ending amid a ceasefire deal. The Jerusalem Post shared this news earlier today. Separately, CENTCOM confirms the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports is fully implemented. This from JNS in the past hour. And finally, Rubio launches direct negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. AXEOS covered this story from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Sarah Firth, a correspondent for Al Arabiya English, posted just minutes ago discussing Hezbollah's potential role in the U.S.-backed talks between Israel and Lebanon. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that Israel's Shin Bet arrested an Israeli woman for photographing Haifa's oil refineries for Iran just minutes ago. Ariel Oseran reported just over half an hour ago that an Israeli airstrike targeted a vehicle on the Saadiyat coastal road towards Jieh, south of Beirut. Let's go deeper. Starting with the historic talks between Israel and Lebanon, Ynet reports that reactions in Lebanon are mixed, with some hopeful for peace and others critical of concessions. These talks come as both nations face increasing pressure to de-escalate tensions. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. Meanwhile, Mariv highlights Lebanon's urgency in negotiations with Israel. The country is grappling with economic collapse and widespread unrest. For Israel, these talks present a strategic opportunity to address security concerns. Success in these talks may provide a crucial step toward lasting peace. Turning to U.S.-Iran relations, the Jerusalem Post notes that President Trump expressed optimism about ending hostilities. The anticipated peace talks between Washington and Tehran could lead to a significant reduction in regional tensions. A successful deal would bring relief to affected communities throughout the Middle East on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a resident of Rosh Pina is left sleeping on the floor after a bed purchased from Swiss System failed to arrive. The company cited war-related safety concerns for not delivering to the area. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that Isracard will issue credit cards for Mizrahi Tefahot Bank customers. This follows their agreement to transfer El Al's customer club, marking a significant expansion for Isracard. And finally, according to Globes, Nova has overtaken Checkpoint in market cap, becoming the fourth most valuable Israeli company on Wall Street. This highlights the growing success of Israel's tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.